That's Karen Dixon on WRCO. We just happen to have Karen in our studio today. How you doing, Karen?
Oh, great. Hi.
Wonderful.
Thanks for having me.
That's a upbeat little song. It's got deep message.
Yep, it does. Yeah, it's a really personal song to me, but it's connecting with so many people across the world. So I'm happy that I wrote it and put it out because, sometimes it's a little nerve-wracking to write personal songs. But it's been really doing well, so... Thanks for spinning it.
Yeah, no problem. Is that how you get your motivation to write songs, Karen?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, for the longest time, I didn't write. I actually took a long time off of music, and I didn't write anything for, probably like a decade. And then I started coming down to Nashville and then started getting comfortable writing about my song and my story, and I wanted to share and inspire other people to chase their dreams and to not quit what they love. And this song, honestly, started out, I was writing it in my sleep. I woke up with a melody in my head, and I rolled over and did a little voice memo of it. And then I was in Nashville. It's kind of funny because it's a very deep, the meaning's very deep, but the way it was written was totally off, not the way a song is normally written. So I was sitting on the floor with my guitar, strumming. My brother-in-law, who's my producer, was sitting on the couch playing Fortnite. My boyfriend was sitting on the couch. I think he was FaceTiming my friend in Canada, and we were all just, and I was humming and singing, and I got these lines down, and I was like, hey guys, can you think of something? And they just started blurting out lines, and then we wrote a song, just all kind of in a chaotic way. But it came out, it just came out the way I heard it in my head, so I'm so happy about it.
That's awesome. Yeah, kind of subconsciously it came to you.
Yeah.
And then the other two get writing credit too then, right?
Yep, Nick Gates and Gabe Neal, they got full writing credit, and Gabe produced it. He's such a great producer, and we go into the studio, and I'll have a vision of what I want it to sound like, but then he'll come up with all these different angles, and he's so amazing. So he really kind of helps give me that cinematic country edge. Like, he makes it so big and almost kind of like you can, for me, when I listen, I'm like, oh, it sounds like a movie soundtrack or something, He's very good at that.
Tell us a little bit about your past, because you're putting a lot of experience you've had, good and bad, in the music.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of inspiring other people. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the oldest of seven children. We were all homeschooled, and I started doing music when I was 7 years old. That's all I ever wanted to do. I dreamed of it since I was a little kid. When I got older, I ended up getting married and having children, and there's a large chunk of people in my life that just didn't think that chasing a music dream was responsible so I just kind of got it in my head that I needed to quit. So I quit, and I played local cover gigs and kind of stayed as active as I could, but let that dream of going to Nashville and putting out original music, I just kind of let it go. And then kind of like one of those crazy stories, I was in my hometown, and a CEO of a big record label just happened to be there and knew a friend of mine, and he convinced me to come to Nashville, and pretty much gave me that kick in the a little kick in the butt. Was like, you need to get out there. Why are you here? Why are you not doing this? I think if you commit to this, you're going to go really far. And I changed my entire life. It's crazy. That one person changed the course of my entire life just by believing in me. That's all I needed, I guess, was to hear it from somebody. And so I started writing and putting music out. We put, 23 songs out the last year, and just, it's been insane. And then Bird in a Cage just charted on the Breakout Country Radio 2 weeks ago as the highest debuted single. So I was just like, I don't know, I'm just so grateful to be here. I feel like it's a second chance.
Isn't it amazing how life turns sometimes, right?
It just turns, and now I'm rolling. My kids love it. They come on the road, and, my boyfriend, he's here in the car right now with the dogs, and he co-writes and with me and helps, lay down on the bass lines, and I don't know. It's just a great life. We're having a blast.
And it sounds like you are.
Yeah.
And did I read that you were in line to be on The Voice?
Oh, yes.
Tell us that story.
A long time ago, I actually auditioned for The Voice and didn't get on, so that was a little heartbreaking. So whenever they approached me recently to go on the show, I was so excited, and I worked with them for about 10 months or so, because it's a long process to get onto the recording part of it. And it came time for it to fly out, and I was getting ready to film, and the contracts came, and I realized, I wasn't allowed to bring my children. It was 6 months I could be gone without my kids. And they weren't even allowed to visit. It was kind of crazy. And then also, they also would just own all of my rights. And I know people sign those contracts kind of blindly, but I have a really amazing attorney that was just like, hey, I don't think you want to sign this. And so I turned it down just because it's too, I don't know, what I'm doing is too important. There's too many people that are supporting what I do. Like, for me to go and just sign everything away to another company just seemed kind of reckless to me at the time. So I turned it down. But, you know, it was a great experience. Everyone was really nice. And it was cool to see how the show works. It just wasn't for me at that time. So
when you say you worked 10 months, what were you doing? Just practicing during that time?
There's a lot of steps to it. You know, you have your initial, it's not just an audition. I mean, they prepare basically a portfolio and they submit it to all these different levels of producers and things. And you just keep, there's just like another level. And every time you're preparing new material and practicing, a lot of videos, a lot of interviews. I mean, there's tons of interviews. Like, you've known, they do. Like, it's crazy. Like, once I saw the process, I was like, this is wild. Like, how long this takes to get through. So, yeah, it's much more complicated. It's not just an audition, you know. It's a full TV show.
Yes, it is. And I've heard that from other entities like American Idol the same way. Yeah. I think once you sign, then they have you for, what, a year or so?
American Idol is, I've not been on that show, but I do believe that's a little bit more lenient in the sense of, like, if you get to a certain level, yeah, you can't put out music for a certain number of years, but it's not like they own you for forever. So the voice was much more strict. So
I see.
Yeah, they're all different in different ways, but they're typically not really artist friendly. Not saying there haven't been successful stories, because obviously with Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood and some of those folks, but it's just hard. It's just hard once you sign like all those contracts to control your work and your art.
Yeah, interesting. Well, speaking of which, you have a new single coming out
tomorrow,
in fact.
I do.
And you have been so gracious to bring your guitar and say you'd do a little debut on the radio for us.
Yeah, I'd love to. That'd be great.
All right. Well, we'll let you get the guitar all out. I can show you how to play Smoke on the Water.
In case
you
want.
If you don't know how to play that, I got that. A big thank you to you for listening today. You're in for a real treat. Karen Dixon is here in the studio with us all the way. It started, what, in Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania, yep.
And then through Nashville.
Nashville, and now we were in Illinois, Wisconsin, and we're going to Iowa tomorrow.
Oh, you just crisscrossed.
Back to Nashville.
The Midwest. Had you ever been in this area before?
No, this is my first time. It's beautiful. I love it.
Wonderful. Yeah. And you stayed in Boscobel last night?
Boscobel, yep, at the American. That was a really cute hotel. I loved it, actually. It was great. So, yeah, stopped at the Hideaway.
Oh, did you? Last night? Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Promoting. I heard you did a little karaoke, right?
I did a little karaoke, yes. You have a talent. Oh, my gosh. It's a talented town over there. The singers there, I was blown away by some of them. I was like, wow.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I'm sure you held your own, though.
did my best.
So this is a debut. You're going to release this officially tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's called Accidental Cowgirl. It's a fun, sassy, upbeat song about kind of kicking the people to the curb that hold you back and picking yourself up by the bootstraps and just getting to what you love to do in life.
All right. Thank you, Karen. Go ahead.
She knows she'll get away with it. Feels it in her blood. Makes her way down the old train tracks. Leaves her boots stuck in the mud. She whistles while she's walking, looks down when she's talking, hides her face with a black rim hat. No, she can't do no wrong. She won't back down, she won't. She's an accidental cowgirl. She answers to no one. She wasn't always like that, but they gave her a loaded gun. She grabbed hold of her old bootstrap, pulled herself out of the mud. She's an accidental cowgirl, and down, she won't take no for an answer. Let her guard come down. Cuts through town in a pretty pink dress that half fits like a crown. Finger on the trigger, the shotgun queen don't miss. Rides in on her tall pale horse, drops a wink and blows a kiss. She won't back down, she won't. She's an accidental cowgirl. She answers to no one. She wasn't always like that, but they gave her a loaded gun. She grabbed hold of her old bootstrap, pulled herself out of the mud. She's an accidental cowgirl, and she's out to have her fun. She won't back down, she won't. 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 She answers to no one. She wasn't always like that, but they gave her a loaded gun. Yeah, she grabbed a hold of her old bootstrap, pulled herself out of the mud. She's an accidental cowgirl, and she's out to have her fun. She's an accidental cowgirl. She won't back down, she won't. She won't back down, she won't. She won't back down, she won't. Oh, she won't back down, she won't.
Yes. Way to finish, I like that. So that's the new single.
That's the new single. It comes out, I guess, tonight at midnight.
Tonight at midnight.
Yes.
All right, that's cool.
So, thanks. Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that one.
I bet you did. Now, are you thinking a video for it or not?
Yeah, we already filmed. We have a bunch of visualizers. We rented out a studio, and we kind of went wild with like dancing and fun, like little effects and stuff. So, yeah, it's a fun. This is like my favorite thing to do, is just make music and put it out there and come and play it live. So,
are you an accidental cowgirl then?
Yes, I am.
You actually are.
Well, I was raised on country. And I left the genre and I went to blues. I was in a blues band, a gospel choir. I then went into more of like a pop kind of band. And then when I stopped doing music, I obviously like didn't do much of anything other than, you know, I did a lot of covers. So I got to experience a lot of different, you know, artists and songs. But when I got back into this, this is the funny part of it. I was joking around. I was actually recording more of like a pop song. And I then jokingly like slid into a country twang, and then everyone was like, what was that? And I was like, well, I don't know, I was just goofing off, like, you know, my countryside. And then I never went back then after that. My producer was like, I think you're supposed to be country. And so that's like accidentally kind of stumbled into country music, and it's felt the most home to me than any genre I've ever been in. So
With your voice though, I could hear you singing blues. I mean when you said that, it kind of makes sense.
Like, when we write and then when we go into the studio, we like to, I mean, just infuse everything, because I want it to be me, and I want it to be representational of like what I have grown up with and everything that's in my head that's swirling around. I don't really want to sound like anyone else. I just want to know that it's me. So all of those influences kind of like peek through, I think, in the music, which is fun.
You were featured in Cowgirl magazine, weren't you?
I was, yeah. They covered two of my songs that I put out, which was amazing. the song Cold Water, and I think they also covered Here I Am that I put out. That was one of my first singles that I ever released. And, you know, that was amazing that Cowgirl magazine picked it up, and I was brand new to the scene. And things have just been going crazy since, and I'm leaving for the UK on tour in July, which was nuts.
Great.
Yeah, and
so the response in the UK has been pretty good.
Oh my gosh, yeah, the Absolute Country out there just featured me with a bunch of big artists, and I was just like, with Shaboozy and Alexander Kay. She's a big, you know, mentor to me. Just, I love how she hits the road and works so hard. So to be named among them was kind of cool on a feature. And then all the venues out there booked me up, and I have a great booking agent out there, so I'm excited to go to the UK. I've never been.
Man, your next chapter is sounding pretty strong.
Yeah, just, you know, it's been a really cool ride, and I'm so appreciative to all of you, you know, for having me in and playing the song Bird in a Cage, because I couldn't do it without y'all. So, and the listeners.
You know. Right. Well, it kind of sells itself. I know that one of your earlier singles, Print Your Name and Sign, that was kind of, they say it struck a chord, because it was all about toxic relationships and moving on, trying to get past that, right?
Yeah, I think that was the start of me understanding and realizing that I could make an impact through my music to, you know, I don't mean to just say women, because there's plenty of men out there that go through toxic relationships, but just because I am a woman, I just relate, I think, you know, mostly to that demographic and audience. But that song is the first time, you know, podcast started reaching out, because I feel like it's a hard topic to talk about and is really uncomfortable. But whenever you hear someone else talking about it, and if you're going through an abusive situation, then you don't feel so alone. And then you can, you know, I try to kind of be more of like the voice for people that don't have one, and get out there and talk about it. And that way, you know, I've had, sometimes it makes me kind of tear up. You know, women have reached out to me and have said, hey, I heard your song, you know, and then have told me how much it inspired them. And then like, I've had people reach out to me a month or two later and say, hey, because of you, I actually left that relationship, or I'm safe now, or not. And it makes me just, I don't know, it's overwhelming and very moving. And I don't really mean to do that necessarily, but now that I see that it's affecting people in such a positive way, I just want to keep going with it, I guess, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah, life's too short to, you know, live a life that's miserable like that. And if you have the ability to get out, if you have the resources, it's possible. It's just hard, but it's possible.
Yeah, we did a program about that for a local shelter last week, but I was amazed. One of the stats was people that maybe leave a toxic relationship, lots of times they'll go back 7 times before they actually mm-hmm.
It took
leave.
Me 8 and 6 years.
Mm-hmm. In 6 years.
I tried, and over, it's really hard, and especially if you're, I mean, I stayed home with my kids, so I didn't really know what to do or how to leave, you know. It was really hard to figure that out, and so that's why I think most women are scared. It just comes down to you're scared and you don't know how to do it. But I got to the point where I was like, I would rather live in a cardboard box than the way I'm living now. And that's really, that in combination with the CEO from that record label giving me some hope, you know, I was just like, okay, I'm just gonna do this. This is the time. Mm-hmm. But that's why I think most women, it takes so long, but unfortunately. But
well, you're living proof that it can be done. And
it can be done.
And as you mentioned, sometimes it seems like things are meant to be, doesn't
yeah.
it? You
yeah.
know, you meet the CEO and then kind of the rest is history.
Yeah, and I don't even know if he knows, because he retired very shortly after. So I wrote him a letter about a year and a half after, and I was like, you didn't know this is what I was going through, but this is what you did just by believing in me and giving me that encouragement. And, you know, he responded back, obviously, and was like happy to hear that I was doing well. But yeah, I mean, sometimes it just takes being in the right place at the right time, and you kind of have to listen to your gut.
WRCO Radio, we're in the studio with Karen Dixon. Nice early song. You've got an amazing voice, and we've requested another song there. You don't have the tip jar here, though.
That's all right. Okay. I got my coffee. That's all I need.
You brought us some delicious stuff from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe.
What a beautiful shop in there. That was awesome.
Glad that you stopped there. One of our hometown treasures.
Yep. Then, so. Yeah, I always try to find somewhere local if I can.
So. Good. What would you like to sing for us, Karen?
I'm going to sing Mama. This one's out. You know, this one's streamable on all the platforms. So it's about letting your kids fly. You know, one day they leave the nest. And I wanted to capture that in a song of that feeling, because my kids now are 14 and almost 12. So they're trying to get out there and be independent.
Sure.
It's a little scary sometimes.
Yes,
you gotta let
is.
Them.
Parents can relate to that, I
yes.
think.
Yes.
All right.
Jump the fence, didn't look back. Walk the line on those old train tracks. Pictured this in my mind a million times before. Forgive me, Mama, I gotta run. I was here on borrowed time, couldn't help myself but walk right through that door. And now that I'm gone, oh, Mama, let me fly. You can't save me every time. Gotta let me learn from my own crimes. Oh, Mama, let me go. This little light, she gonna shine. Well, I don't know if this will last. There's a pretty good chance I'm gonna crash, but I'm having myself a good time. Part of me was sad to leave, but I left that part far behind me. Couldn't help myself until you raised me to be. Change, but I'll still be baby girl. Time has its ways, and everything's gonna be alright. Oh, oh, mama, let me fly. You can't save me every time. Gotta let me learn from my own cries. This little light, oh, she gonna shine. This little light, oh, she gonna shine. Oh, oh, mama, no, don't you cry. These wings you gave me were meant to fly. And this little light, oh, she gonna shine.
You have a voice there, young lady.
Thank you.
Karen Dixon, spelled C-A-R-Y-N.
That's right.
Unique spelling of Karen.
I know. I feel like my parents were just like, because they knew that meme, did that meme for a while. They kind of ruined the K-A-R-E-N version of the spelling. I was like, so that was, it was just funny that they kind of went creative with it, you know, way back then. So we're all spelled with C's. So
we're in the studio with Karen Dixon today on WRCO Radio, and really nice to meet you. And
nice to meet you too.
It's good to hear about your life story. How do you kind of manage motherhood and a career and everything else you got going on?
It's challenging, that's for sure. I just love doing this so much. So we just, everything, we find a way. But I also have a great team. You know, I have Blaine's my marketing manager. I have my sister who does all of my photos and content and helps. She also co-writes. And then my brother-in-law is a producer, and my boyfriend plays bass and co-writes, and he's the one driving me all over the country this week. So I couldn't do it without everyone, honestly. It's, you know, my parents help take care of, you know, the dogs when they can. It's just everyone believes in me, so I think that without them, this would be much harder. That's for sure.
Wonderful. So you've got a trip to the UK planned. What else for 2026?
Well, we're writing another. I have an EP dropping in June. So there's a 6-song EP coming out June 12th. And then we plan to have another EP drop in the fall. So I'm just going to be a little bit crazy during the summer. It's the first time I'm leaving my kids to go overseas. They, of course, were like, can we come? I was like, not this time, because I need to, like, see how this works. But, you know, maybe next time.
Oh, what an opportunity, though,
yeah,
for you.
I'm so excited. Sure.
So you were saying, what's your karaoke jam? You were singing karaoke last night.
Jolene. Dolly Parton. I love Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I bet. I could hear that.
That's... Yeah, she's, I hope one day that I get to meet her and, I don't know, collaborate with her. I know someone that's collaborating with her right now. Bells is doing a song with Dolly Parton. I think it just came out. The son of Jolene, and I was just like, oh, that must have been awesome.
No kidding.
To do that with her.
And she's one of the artists that just across all genres,
yeah,
across all age groups. Mm-hmm. And I think, too, her willingness to give to charities, yes, and things like that, too, is just,
I love her.
Really appreciated. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
She's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell us, your guitar is named, too.
This guitar is named Terry. Yep. He, I called he, like I said, came from Guitar Center down in Nashville, but Terry belonged to a gentleman who passed away. He owned, I believe, 200 collectible guitars. And whenever we were at Guitar Center, and I was sitting there like trying to figure out a name for this, because we had tried guitar after guitar, and like this hit, you know, this guitar hit, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna name it. And then the sales associate was like, can I suggest the name Terry? And I was like, okay, like, why? And then he told me the story that who this belonged to. His name was Terry, and his family wanted these guitars to go to people that would play them and appreciate them and tour with them. So we took Terry home, and I was like, please tell the family that Terry has a home and he'll be on the road.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, you know, you talk about pet rescue. This is like guitar rescue.
Yes. I have two rescued pets in the car right now, and then I have
a rescued guitar
on my lap.
Great. Well, we'll let you get on down the road, but would you play one more?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to do a Blue Ridge Mountain. It was written in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Oh, Almost Heaven, West Virginia.
Where were we? We were in, I think, Virginia, maybe. we stopped so many places that week. I was like, I think we were in Virginia at that time. Yeah, so, yeah, we looked out. The mountains were there, and I sat on the bed and started strumming and wrote a couple, you know, lines, and then Nick came in and helped finish it. So this is the song that came out. And this is also out everywhere. You can stream this one.
Burning down the old way, trying to catch a new wave, looking for a highway to bring me home. Shredding up the empty papers that you left me, growing in my new skin on these Blue Ridge Mountains. Now I say my name another way, I lay my head in a different state, miles from empty endless highways, no broken bridges that I'm stuck fixing. Almost heaven up on these mountains, no one to tell me which road to turn down. Well, digging for the answers, blunt blade, broken handle, covered up the rumors in your dirty laundry. Now I say my name another way, I lay my head in a different state, miles from empty endless highways, no broken bridges that I'm stuck fixing. Almost heaven up on these mountains, no one to tell me which road to turn down. Turn down.
Oh, I like it. Nice job.
Thank you. Thanks.
Safe travels to you.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me. This was a blast.
Karen Dixon joining us at WRCO, and again, people can find your music at all the platforms.
Yep, right? Everywhere, Karen Dixon Music.
Wonderful. Good. Good to have you in here. Thanks to Grassroots Promotion for sending Karen our way today here as well.